Condolences to the Rob Edwards family. Just a wonderful, wonderful man.
Anything else you want me to say?
I think I could come up with something.
Third baseman Eric Bilstead.
You just made my day.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstead and Vince Petrano.
11 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning, whether you're on the right or left politically or among those who aren't really concerned one way or another, it is likely in the last week you have heard Project 2025, a produced plan, one of the sponsors for the convention in Milwaukee that kicks off in just days. That was in the morning news today. The Heritage Foundation produced this plan. From the left, it's being presented as an ominous sign. Some on the right, including former President Trump, have sought to distance themselves from it. What is it? What does it mean for what we're going to see here in Milwaukee next week? ABC News investigative reporter Will Staken is with us live from Washington this morning. Hope you have some answers there, Will. Let's start with what is Project 2025?
Yeah, Project 2025 is kind of, like you said, it's this kind of wish list for what these outside groups, and it's kind of a lot to explain, but basically all you need to know is a lot of these former closely aligned Trump officials, former people that are close to the last Trump administration, kind of got together with the Heritage Foundation leading it and put together this grab bag of everything they'd want to see the next administration do. Everything from personnel they'd want in there, what they want to do on abortion. And for Democrats, they're saying, you know, a lot of this stuff, some of it is similar to what Republican, you know, think tanks have wanted in the past, but a lot other things are a little bit more concerning. In particular, you know, for Democrats, they say they're hoping the Trump administration kind of exudes executive power unlike any other, you know, administration in the past. And that's kind of what this argues, and that's what I think a lot of Democrats are fearful of.
Executive power just in general, or for like a specific entity like education or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's something Democrats have or Republicans have wanted for a while, but this Project 2025 wants to, you know, gut and get rid of the education department. But they also want to, I also think what they're also doing is they want to install this idea of Trump loyalists into the administration. I think in previous administration, there's been a lot of layover and kind of, you know, longstanding administrative employees that have kind of worked in these administrations. This kind of plan hopes to gut that and bring in Trump loyalists who are only there to carry out what Donald Trump would want to do. And from the Republican standpoint, you know, that's where you hear Donald Trump talk about things like the deep state, and they want to gut the deep state. And it's being led by someone named Johnny McEntee, who was, you know, a senior aide in the White House in 20. And if folks remember, you know, towards the end of that administration, was actually handing out loyalty tests to fire, you know, members of the administration who weren't sufficiently loyal to Donald Trump. And I kind of think, you know, Democrats are warning that we might see that at a wide scale across the government.
Talking with Will Staken, he's ABC News investigative reporter, live with us from Washington this morning. But that all said, Will, we still have the actual platform, which will be adopted here in Milwaukee officially next week. So just because this plan is out there doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the Republican Party is going to adopt as its official platform.
And that's totally true. Certainly I think Republicans and I think the Donald Trump campaign would really love that point to be hammered home, that it's not the same and there's all this separation. And you saw Donald Trump put out this tweet saying he has no idea who these people are who wrote Project 2025, even though, I mean, over a dozen of them who are behind the plan or are either close allies or even worked in the administration. I mean, there's really, you know, a lot of the daylight is not that far between them. But, you know, interestingly enough, we have put ABC News put a story out yesterday that showed that even this Republican platform, the same architects behind this new Republican platform, is being led by the same folks that were behind Project 2025. It's literally the same personnel. There's this man named Russ Vogt who is wrote a chapter in Project 2025. he is the policy director and the head of the person who wrote the Republican platform. So it's a, you know, the similarities are there, even if the Donald Trump campaign wants to try to argue that they're not.
Will Stake, an ABC News investigative reporter. Appreciate the time, Will.
Thanks so much.
And if you're that curious about it, the group behind this Project 2025 is the Heritage Foundation. They are hosting an event in Milwaukee called Policy Fest, which they should really come up with a more sexy name. Right? But if you're into it, that is coming up downtown on Monday, 6:16 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Well, it doesn't happen often, but if and when it does, you might as well lean into it.
The pitch. Hit to left center and deep and big trouble and gone. That is a grand slam home run.
Tellez hits one out towards right. This is high and deep, and it is gone.
And Rowdy
Tellez has hit his 100th career home run. And the pitch, a high fly ball, right field. Mitchell drifting back onto the warning track. It is gone.
Now listen to this one, listen to this.
High fly ball, deep right field. Mitchell not even moving. That one's headed to the second.
Not even moving on that one.
Boat race.
Yes, it was a good old-fashioned.
It was all from the same game. Huh?
All from the same game. There were so many home runs, so many boat horns that we could play. Yeah. Listen to Uke at the end of the game here.
Swing and a miss. And Mitchell is gone, and this one is over. 12-2.
Yeah. That's it. Yep, it was a good old-fashioned boat race. They happen from time to time.
Barrel roll.
Yeah, it was a barrel roll as well.
At least Jake Bowers got in the game.
That's right, and he threw a scoreless ninth. How about that? Now, yeah, it happens, but not very often, Skip.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, and especially at home. We've been in every single game.
Yeah, Brewers are always in these games. Just not last night.
Pirates flexing their muscles.
Yes, they were. So, same two teams at it tonight right here on WDTMJ at AmFam Field.
Giannis Antetokounmpo will be one of the first athletes we see in the parade of athletes at the upcoming Olympics opening ceremonies. The Hellenic Olympic Committee naming the Bucks star a flag bearer. And the Greek team traditionally is first to enter. So he was asked after the Greek basketball team qualified for the games what that would mean to him.
That's an honor. You know, in the Olympic Games, the best athletes in the world, people that they're 40 years old, 39 years old, they're still coming back to play in the Olympics. So you understand what this means, and being able to be in my first one.
Yeah, race walker Antigone Drisbiati will also carry the Greek flag at those opening ceremonies. The Olympic Games begin in Paris, July 26th. Short squeeze is on. Today, stock in Milwaukee-based headphones maker Koss is trading at just under $10 a share. That is down from a high point last week where it topped $18. Mm. So what? What is interesting about this? Despite being a company that I know and love, Eric, you and I both have probably multiple sets of Koss headphones.
You're wearing them right now. Yeah.
In fact. Right, for both professional and personal use. The stock, by most analysts' expectations, does not belong at $10, much less at $18. What does that mean? I know less about the markets probably than most people, but look at it this way. A stock is worth, I guess, whatever people are willing to pay for it. But Traditionally, like last year, cost trades in the area over the last year, $3 to $6 a share. So how is it up to 10 or even 18 late last week? It skyrocketed based on internet-fueled speculation and a guy online who goes by the name The Roaring Kitty. Koss, for whatever reason, has become one of these so-called meme stocks where day traders sort of pump up the price of a stock well beyond its probably legitimate value. I talked with Annex Wealth Management CEO Dave Spano about this phenomenon.
Well, what happened with Koss this past week is the famous guy who does this, his nickname is the Roaring Kitty, and he just put a microphone with a backdrop of an American flag. So a lot of investors, these day traders, took that to mean that it's going to be Koss and he's going to buy it on July 4th, and there we went.
It's really? All it took. This meme propelled that speculation, propelled buying around Independence Day. And it sent that stock that had been at about $4.50 a share to more than $18 a share.
Come on.
So if you do the math on that, let's say you invested $1,000, gets you at $4.50 a share or so. That gets you about 222 shares. You sell that at $18, you've made $4,000, or you have $4,000. So you've like quadrupled your money. Regardless of whether that's a sound investment, there is obviously money to be made there.
It's a form of gambling, in our opinion, because you have to have fundamentals. Whatever the company is, whatever widget company you want to buy into, do you have the sales, number one, and the profitability to support that stock? And, you know, Kost is a great company. We're glad they're a Milwaukee-based company, well-run. However, their sales and earnings don't represent the stock price that is put out there right now, Vince.
Dave Spano, again, Annex Wealth Management, host of Money Talk right here on WTMJ. So, you know, he said no issue with cost. And again, it's nothing that they're doing. It's just all these folks who Spano says just treat the markets like a casino.
And they just happen to pick cost this time?
Yeah, because of something they saw from the Roaring Kitty that thought maybe that would mean that the thing would go. And, you know, it just sort of fuels itself. And actually, we've seen this movie before with cost. Early 2021, same type of thing happened. It went all the way to $64 that time. A stock that had been $2 to $3 a share went to $64. And then in a matter of days, plummeted back to earth, went down to like $14. So, you know, the whole trick is, you know, you buy low, you sell high, as they say. But Spano says it's not good for the markets, and it's certainly not good for long-term investment. But clearly, there is money to be made there.
The famous guy who does this, his nickname is the Roaring Kitty.
Greek freak, indeed. A huge honor for Giannis. We've got sports at 6:45.
Hey, wanted to pass along, in case you missed it during the holiday time there in late June and early July, sad to hear that Rob Edwards had passed away, a longtime host of this year's program on Wisconsin's Morning News, also the public address announcer for the Brewers.
For your Milwaukee Brewers for years.
Yes, just a gem of a man, 79 years old. I worked with him at the very start of my career, and he could not have been nicer. Actually, I didn't deserve to be. He treated me nicer than I deserved.
It's a line I use often, and I would have assigned it to Rob as well. Nicer to me than he had to be,
right. And you'd bump into him at Miller Park from time to time, covering a story or doing something with the team, and he could not have been nicer than just years later. Was able to do a piece about him 10 years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he's the voice of Miller Park.
The catcher, number 20, Jonathan Lucroy.
Brewers public address announcer Rob Edwards. It was pretty cool. He talked about how like people will recognize his voice when he would walk out of the place.
Every once in a while, a dad walking out after a ball game with his two or three little kids will say, "Hey, you're Rob Edwards. You're the guy who announces the batters. Can you do Ryan Braun for us?"
Ryan Braun!
And it was awesome. He even admitted that he's like, "Yeah, I'll practice names in the shower." That's what he told me. He's like, "Yeah, if I knew a new player was coming in, I'd give it a couple of tries just to see the cadence and to figure that out." So condolences to the Rob Edwards family. Visitation and the funeral today. The visitation at St. Camillus on Blue Mountain Road there at the Toast of Milwaukee line. That's this morning at 9 a.m. And then there's a mass at 11 a.m. this morning. So condolences to the Rob Edwards family. Just a wonderful, wonderful man.
Anything else you want me to say?
I think I could come up with something.
Third baseman Eric Bilstead.
You just made my day.
Have you seen the low-flying chopper over downtown?
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper!
Yeah, the chopper! You said you would. You look for it? You looked
I
up
did.
Yesterday.
I was trying to find it yesterday, and I never did.
In case you didn't, it's all over social media. And Greg Pancake Hill, who produces the program, has put some video up on the live stream for you as well, if you're watching along with us. This chopper flying at under 200 feet in the air. That's low for a downtown metro area. I mean, I flew for years in Chopper 4, and we were certainly never that low. Around Milwaukee. If you're a savvy listener, you already knew what this was about because we told you about it Tuesday morning.
Yep. What they're probably looking for is not a nuclear bomb. They're looking for a dispersal device, something that would be improvised by, a radical or a terrorist organization.
It is Philip Humphreys. He's a retired CIA officer talking about this helicopter for the National Nuclear Security Administration. And it's part of the security protocol for the RNC. There is no specific threat to Milwaukee or to this convention. This is what they do ahead of high-profile events. Super Bowl, for example, they do this. And Humphreys, talking with TMJ4 News, said, right now the chopper is getting a baseline. What does radiation look like around the metro on a normal day?
There's always ground radiation. A number of things cause that. The Earth itself causes that. They're looking for unusual anomalies, spikes that says, hey, that's not normal.
So they get this baseline, and then during the convention, they monitor and look for changes.
Okay.
That wasn't there before. It's there now. Let's send a team to investigate. And he says, oftentimes these teams are sent out to investigate something. He goes, 9 times out of 10, it's nothing. Everything's fine here. But, you know, this is the just in case. Retired CIA officer Philip Humphreys. Kind of sounds scary, though, right? It's unsettling.
It does. There's still 1 out of 10.
Right, to even think about. But he says, look, whether you're talking about dirty bomb or something like that in Milwaukee.
You couldn't be any safer, probably, than in the convention center during the RNC.
So it is supposed to be around today again and perhaps tomorrow as well, this low-flying chopper over downtown. So if you see it, now you know what that's all about.
Get to the chopper! Goddamn that one, huh?
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
All right, so one sound and two words can sum up Tuesday night at American Family Field. One sound, two words.
Boat race.
And there you have it. Brewers fall 12-2. Just got hammered by the Pirates.
Pirates flexing their muscles here in Milwaukee tonight. It's 12-2. Pittsburgh on their fifth home run of the night.
It just doesn't
happen.
How
many did you do?
5 home runs. Murphy was just like, okay, hey, you know, we move on to the next game. But Murph also did say, like, hey, this doesn't happen very often. It's been months since they've been hammered like that. So, hey, that's all right. It does happen. Again, same teams tonight. Wanted to bring you this, though. So I don't know if you saw this on social media. So Paul Skeens, he is the phenom, rookie phenom pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's just doing things that you've never seen done before as far as like ball spin, drop, speed, all this velocity, all this crazy stuff. And it's pretty cool. There's a bunch of pictures of him before the game at AmFam Field on the field talking to Uecker. He wanted to meet Bob Uecker, and it's pretty endearing. There's a picture of him holding a baseball with a pen in it, so he clearly wanted an autograph with
awesome.
Uecker. And you got to listen to this. I'm not sure how the conversation went, but Lane asked Uke about it during the game. And just listen to what Uke says about it.
You talked to Paul Skeens before the game.
Yes.
Did he ask for any advice?
He asked about the roof.
Mm-hmm.
If I had seen any of the mechanism.
He's very curious about architecture, huh?
Not overly abundant talk about it, but he did want to know. Swinging a bouncer, hit to second. Terang has that, and that is the end of that conversation.
Now listen.
Three up and three down. Paul Skeens. Good chat with you.
What happened? Something happened during that conversation. He told Lane something. Anyway.
I'd like to know more about that.
Yes.
In the afternoon show, have Lane on regularly.
Gotta ask him.
Tell Merck to find out. Great honor for Buck star Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Now, if I'm the flag bearer, great. If I'm not, it's okay. I'm just happy, man.
Well, you are. You are the flag bearer.
Nice.
Giannis will be a first-time Olympian, the Greek national basketball team qualifying for the games this past weekend, and he will be one of the first athletes we see in the parade of athletes, as the Greek team traditionally is announced first. He and a race walker by the name of Antigone Drispiati get the honor from the Hellenic Olympic Committee. Olympic Games in Paris, July 26th.
Paul Skeens, good chat with you.
Still no word this morning of whether charges will be filed against one or more security officers who held a man down at Milwaukee's downtown Hyatt Regency Hotel. That man, Devontae Mitchell, died.
Everybody should have trained police and quasi-police authorities that you don't put knees on necks and backs because it causes asphyxiation. It causes people to suffocate.
It's nationally known civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump in Milwaukee this week with Mitchell's family demanding accountability. Mitchell was apparently engaged by security, four men who were removing him from the hotel, accusing him of entering the women's bathroom. That interview with Attorney Crump on 101.7 The Truth. And host of the afternoon show there, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant Dr. Ken Harris is with us this morning. First question, point of clarification, Dr. Ken. District Attorney's Office is investigating, has stopped short of calling this a criminal investigation.
Right.
The medical examiner's office says preliminary cause of death for Mitchell is homicide. That doesn't necessarily mean a criminal act has occurred. Is that right?
That is correct. The fact that someone's life was taken at the hands of another person. Their understanding of homicide and the criminal statute homicide can alter differently, because if you don't have the evidence, you can call anything anything. But if the evidence doesn't support it, it's not going to fly. One of the issues here is a term that most people, some people know, some people don't know, preclusion. What happened up to and leading to this instance that we saw in video? We're really good at seeing video. We're really good at seeing, you know, protesting. Oh, my God, they're protesting. We got to lock everybody up. Right. But what happened prior to that? Was there a shooting? Did somebody die? Are people frustrated? Like, what was the inciting incident? And nobody knows that yet. And that's what they're investigating.
The video on its face, Dr. Ken, what did you see?
It doesn't show anything, because I don't know what training the security officers had. Did they meet? Were they security for the hotel? Were they security for a company that was hired that then probably has insurance, training, records, things of that nature? Was it one of those? Did he have something in his system that caused him to aspirate? Did it cause him to unfortunately pass away? There is a thing called positional asphyxiation, where if you lay a person on their chest, they'll stop breathing because their body weight is now not causing their chest to rise. It's the same reason why you don't put babies in cribs on their stomach. They're not strong enough to breathe. They can't roll over and they'll die. It's positional asphyxiation. So you put a baby on their back. If they aspirate, it'll simply come out, right? So there's so many complicated things that have to go with this that we don't know yet, that are going to be in conjunction with all of the reports that come from the medical examiner's office, and then we'll know.
The fact that they were security guards, does that change anything versus if they were just random citizens, or if they were police officers or anything else? Why?
Yes.
How?
Because just like law enforcement, they have a scope of work, right? They have a scope of their office that you have to act within these parameters. And when you can't act within these parameters, you call 911, right? So if you could think the average citizen, and then you have a security officer, and then you have a police officer. So there are levels and layers, right? And that's why the immunity goes up as the higher you get. So if they were acting within the scope of their training, it's hard for the district attorney to.
What about if they said something? There's been talk that maybe they said, this is what you get for going in the women's bathroom or something like that. Does that matter what you say?
If you heard, if you could go back 30 years and hear something I told somebody that I just had a knockdown, drag out fight.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get them in cuffs and I have blood from my, this literally happened, from my elbows down to my shoes. And we've been slipping and sliding for about 5 minutes. I'm probably going to say something that I probably shouldn't say.
Fair enough.
Dr. Ken Harris, host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you, sir.
Have a great one.